thank you for listening to this St. Louis on the Air podcast brought to you by Lindenwood University's Hammond Institute for Free Enterprise, examining market approaches to help solve economic and social issues, Hammond.Institute.
Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Sarah Fenske. Last week, the nonprofit news service released a report that was picked up by USA Today, the Belleville News Democrat, and St. Louis Public Radio. Midwest correspondent Kara Anthony examined some of the problems that shoppers in East St. Louis encounter at local corner stores. For people in poor communities who rely on benefits from the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, better known as SNAP, these stores are among their only convenient options. But some are stocked with spoiled food, and others seem simply too dangerous for some families. Kara Anthony of Kaiser Health News is here to talk about it. Kara, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So Kara, how big a role do these corner or convenience stores play in serving families on SNAP?
They play a huge role, especially in a community like East St. Louis. There are 40 authorized SNAP retailers in 89 blocks. So when you look at how many grocery stores there are only three or four in the city. So people really depend on these corner stores when they're looking for bread, eggs, and milk. But oftentimes, it's really hard to find those key nutritious items.
And yet you say some of their customers are really frustrated by what they're encountering there. What are some of the concerns?
Yeah, the stores are simply hard to get into because there's so much crime happening right in front, right outside of the front doors. I mean, there are shootings happening almost every week, and people are really concerned about their safety. And then when they get inside, oftentimes the food isn't even worth the trip. It's rotten, spoiled, and people just really can't find what they need.
Now, you write that drug dealers allegedly working in cahoots with corner store owners have become East St. Louis's worst kept secret. So these store owners are taking some sort of cut maybe from the dealers? That's why there's been so much violence surrounding these stores?
Yeah, I talked to residents and the police department, even the chief of police, he confirmed that with me. He said that sometimes they offer protection or even money to be able to deal drugs in front of the store and to rule in front of the stores, which really becomes an access barrier for the residents. It's like they're dealing drugs in front of the store, so how am I able to go and get inside to get the food that I need for my kids and for my family? It's a real issue that everyone seems to know about, but few people know what a solution could look like, but there are people working on that.
Okay. Now, you talked to the owners of Charlie's Convenient Mart in Washington Park, Illinois, and they're trying to do things right. Co-owner Rocky Miller explained why.
We definitely about keeping the violence down. We don't want that. Crimes don't make money. If everybody out here doing all the crimes, ain't no money going to come through for me or them.
But they're up against a lot. Here's what Rocky Miller told you about that.
The wrong person catch up with you and they got beef, and it's like that, it'll get you at that store. So that's something we can't prevent. You know what I mean? That's one thing we can't prevent. And it ain't us. It's them. Like, you know, it's how they feel about each other at the moment.
So, Kara, the authorities feel that some owners are kind of part of the problem. But for those who are trying to do the right thing, it sounds like they still have a set of problems to deal with in terms of making sure the area around the store is safe to visit. What can anyone do about this?
Yeah, I think what's happening in East St. Louis and in Washington Park, where Rocky Miller is that residents are really starting to raise their hands about this issue. There was a community survey where people overwhelmingly said, yes, corner stores are a place that I avoid because I feel scared to go inside. And so now they're talking to their community leaders, making their concerns known, and really trying to figure out how they can fix this problem. But first, it starts with speaking up. I interviewed so many people that were afraid to even tell me their names because they feared retaliation because they shop in the stores. And so I think that now people are starting to say, hey, we have to do something. Even if I'm scared to say something, it's really important for me to do so.
And as you say, people are speaking up. A number of them were quoted in your story. And now this story's been out for about a week. What kind of reaction has this report been getting from advocates and those in the community?
Yeah, I think people are kind of like, you know, tell me something new. It's something that we've dealt with for a long time in East St. Louis. I'm a resident of the city, and so corner stores have always been, I was a former resident of the city. I lived there up until just about a year ago, and corner stores have always been a big fabric, part of the fabric of our community. And so I think what people now are hoping is that, you know, community leaders actually and councilmen in the city actually stand up and say, hey, let's change our policies here. Let's actually start to take a deeper look at what's going on, you know, improve oversight, you know, maybe change their policing strategy in front of the corner stores instead of just sitting back and watching. They passed a new no trespassing law in town that hopefully will lead to some changes. But yeah, I mean, they still have a long way to go. It's a big issue.
Kara Anthony of Kaiser Health News, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.
Maybe you start your day with coffee. Or at the gym. No matter how or when your day begins, start it with Morning Edition from NPR News, a unique mix of national, global, and local stories, now available on demand, weekdays from 7 to 3. Just say, Alexa, play Morning Edition. Morning Edition, on your schedule, from NPR.